You drink coffee? You shouldn't. You've wrote a spiritual book. You shouldn't be drink. Oh, sorry. Now I go to Starbucks with a baseball cap on the. So that's, once you, it's the things seem great when you don't have them, because then the mind can say, this is going to fulfill you. And then you get it, and then, is that it? Or you could become even so famous that you can't even step outside anymore. What a nightmare. But the mind before said, I want to no longer live in obscurity. So you play around with things, get things. You're not going to find yourself in anything that you can achieve. And this doesn't mean you shouldn't play with it, with the world of form. But if you're looking for yourself in the fame, in the recognition, in the possession, in the relationship, in the experience, even in the knowledge, I can become more and more knowledgeable, then I know more than anybody else. That was my identity for a while when I was at university. I didn't have much money, I didn't have good looks, I didn't have a strong physical body. What was left? Knowledge. The ego can build itself up through that. And then after a few years I had read enough books, I knew more than most people. I don't anymore, I've forgotten most things, but at that time. And that felt good to the ego. I could tell them, oh no, you've got the facts completely wrong. But a continuous feeling of unease, because there were others, the older old professors, they knew much more. Unease. What do they think of me? Do they think I know enough? So that's the self-seeking. If you're looking for yourself in the things of this world, in all that, you're never going to find it. So all the things of this world that you can achieve and add to yourself are beautiful. Play with them. They will come and go. Nothing will stay around for that long. You can have a house, but at some point it'll go. Or you go first. Whatever you achieve, after a while it's not an achievement. You can become President of the United States, and then that'll be over after a few years, and then you sit there. That was it. So it's overrated enormously through the mass culture, the external, what achievement or possessions or attainment or recognition can do for you is, that's an illusion that is being perpetrated continuously through the media. It can't do anything for you if you're looking for yourself. If you play with it, it's beautiful. The world of form. $1 million comes, $1 million goes. Stock market goes up, stock market goes down. One day you sit in a mansion, a little later you sit in a one-bedroom apartment. Another chair, less soft. Walls are a little closer. The view not quite as good, but it feels good to be alive. There's nothing wrong with this moment. There's an aliveness. There's the sky. There's a little plant. And I'm alive. You sense that aliveness that you are underneath the movement of thought. Oh, I had been looking for that. That what I call aliveness here is very deep. It is also inner peace. There's also a joy in it, a subtle, alive joy, which in normal existence people have little glimpses of. They can get glimpses when the movement of needing the next thing for a moment subsides. And they think why they feel so good for a moment is because they got that thing. That's not true. Why they feel so good is because the movement of needing the next moment desperately to fulfill me for a little while isn't there. You just bought the BMW and it stands there and you're looking at it and say, it's mine. And for a moment you don't need anything anymore because you've got it and you feel good. You think you feel good because of the BMW. It's nothing to do with the, where is the goodness in that piece of metal? No, it's in here. I feel it in here. Yes, but I feel it because for a moment the movement of wanting the next thing subsided.